With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shooting near Los Angeles, killing two people, one of them a police officer.
In a shooting near Los Angeles in Baldwin Park, a police officer was killed and another officer was hurt. A second person was also found dead. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says police were responding to a call of someone shooting rounds with a rifle and then got into a shootout with the suspect.
Was the suspect that we have in custody, the suspect that we believe to be the murderer of our police officer and maybe the individual out there? Yes, we do.
Baldwin Park Police Chief Robert Lopez remembers the slain officer.
Our officer was an amazing man.
Officials say the injured officer and the suspect are in stable condition. Audio courtesy KABC. I'm Julie Walker.
Supposed to begin peace talks in Istanbul shortly, but Ukraine and Russia have been trading rounds throughout a good portion of the weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says air quality in the Dakotas is very hazardous because of Canadian wildfires.
Central and western North Dakota, it is into the very unhealthy, into the hazardous range, with high particulate matter from that. So smoke particles over the Dakotas, it is unhealthy to very unhealthy today. Hopefully that can mix up a little bit, but we are expecting that smoke to linger over the northern plains into the upper Midwest over the next day.
In the meantime, officials say more than 25,000 residents in three provinces have been evacuated as dozens of fires remain active earlier in the day and diminishing air quality. Most of the evacuated residents were from Manitoba. This is SRN News. United Kingdom rejecting transgenderism.
In April, the country's highest court ruled that only people who are born biologically female can be considered women under the law. Now a nationwide poll finds that most Britons think the court got it right. The YouGov survey reveals 63% of respondents agree with the justice's decision, 18% disagree, and 19% aren't sure. In fact, voters are backing efforts to roll back transgenderism in the UK, Europe, and the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville running for governor in 2026. He's one of the most pro-life members of the Senate, holding up all military promotions in 2023 over a Biden-era policy that provided taxpayer dollars to help women in uniform obtain abortions. He is expected to be quite an entry in the race against, to succeed Republican Governor Kay Ivey. This is SRN News. A new COVID-19 vaccine passing FDA approval, but there are some limits.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna, but with limits on who can use it. Moderna's new option is a lower dose version that's a step toward next generation coronavirus vaccines. The company said that it expects to offer both the new vaccine and its existing COVID-19 shot this fall. The FDA approved the new vaccine for all adults 65 and older and for people aged 12 to 64 who are at higher risk from the coronavirus. That's the same limit that the FDA set in licensing another vaccine option from Novavax. Ron Taylor reporting.
The explosive growth of data centers needed to power America's demand for artificial intelligence and cloud computing spurred states to dangle incentives, that in hopes of landing an economic bonanza, many states offering financial incentives or tax breaks. More details at srnnews.com.